I'm Andrea Chalfin with 91.5 KRCC News. Auditors say Colorado should repay nearly $9.7 million for grants used to set up the state's health care exchange. The audit by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services found that Connect for Health Colorado didn't sufficiently document how it spent some of the funds. Other money was allocated for prepaying for contracts that would run past the time all grant funds were supposed to be spent. Officials with the exchange agree with some of the audit's findings, but dispute the requested repayment amount. A small fish native to Colorado and surrounding states is no longer a candidate for the threatened species list. 91.5 KRCC's Holly Pretzky reports.
The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service officially categorized the Arkansas darter as not warranted for federal listing as endangered after a 12-month study. Colorado Parks and Wildlife biologist Paul Fout says though the 2-inch fish isn't on the federal list, the state will continue to keep its preservation in mind. He says water protection is especially important.
Fish obviously need water to survive, and we've seen historically that those anthropogenic disturbances on the eastern plains have impacted the water in our streams.
Human-caused changes to water sources have historically threatened the Arkansas darter. Preservation efforts have included collaboration with private landowners and hatchery propagation. In Colorado, the fish are found throughout the lower Arkansas River Basin. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Holly Pretzky.
This is 91.5 KRCC News.